Hi there. The word for you today is never, never quit. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, Solomon said, "Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed." Look, the moment you start believing that you're successful enough to rest in your laurels, you're in trouble. You've actually put a lid on your growth. Solomon said in Proverbs 22, verse 29, reading from the Living Bible, "Do you know a hard-working man? Well, he shall be successful and shall stand before kings." Now, success is a possibility for each of us, but it's never a guarantee. It actually belongs to the man or woman who's willing to show up early, stay late, go the extra mile, and keep asking this important question: is there a better way? When you stop asking that question, you've flatlined. You're about to stagnate. The question is there a better way? And there usually is. An agency once created an ad for an automobile company. The ad said, and I quote, "At 60 miles an hour, the loudest noise in this new Rolls-Royce comes from the electric clock." When they ran the ad by the company's CEO, he smiled and said, "I guess we're going to have to do something about that clock." That's how good the product was. A young man once asked Henry Ford, "How can I make a name for myself and be successful?" Ford replied, "Decide what you want, then stick with it. Never deviate from your course, no matter how long it takes or how hard the road, until you've accomplished your purpose." Successful people have one thing in common: they refuse to quit. No matter how many times they fail or fall, they get back up, dust themselves off, learn from it, and start over. Paul J. Meyer said, and I quote, "99% of those who fail are not actually defeated. They simply quit." Paul addresses this. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25, he writes, "To win, you must deny yourselves the things that keep you from doing your best." The only people who never fail, by the way, are those who never try. So, keep going, and don't even think about quitting. Okay? That's the word for you today.